Like right now in this world, we can't receive our reward, and we don't receive the real Peronius either. Trashi, loy roif, toiv Rashi says, lefish yetzahara machzer achrayim. The yetzahara is going after us, k'der minu sechta sukkah. V'shem tezuach daitcholay of yitzchata. So therefore we don't get roif toiv b'zman azeh, because we're afraid of the yetzahara. For loy roif Peronius either. Kids, are these things what you have to tell the ger once we see that he wants to become a Jew, and now like we're helping him become a Jew. Now, v'yei mar ben olav, don't say too much. Sadrashi dvorim layim olav, you don't have to scare him too much. V'yei medadikin olav, you're not medadik either, teach him every little prat, you don't tell him right away. Now, kibul, let's say the goy is mekabel, he says, yes, I hear what you're saying, and I still want to be a Jew. I'm a kabel to do all the mitzvahs, I'm a kabel the Torah. Then, malin noisa miyad. You have a right if he's a man to take and make a bris milah first. Mashmi, like the top place says, mashma shamila koidim tefillah. Here it's mashma, the seder is first you make a bris milah on the goy, and then you make a tefillah. So it says the Gemara here, malin noisa miyad. You make a milah first. Now, nishtayir boi tzitzin hamakfin es milah. Let's say you did not do a good job, and there are still some strands of meat, of tzitzin, I mean strands of meat still left over the orla, that it's not a kosher amila. The halacha is choizrin umala noisa shniya. You have to go and make a second time of bris mila. Now, just like a child, whatever's maka, whatever it stops the mila from being good, you did not make you were not pareya the atorah. You didn't do a good job. Rashi says tzitzin means chatichas bosa, strands of meat. Of Bosor, Shlonifra San Milakuchosoi. You didn't make a good priya. You didn't uncover the orla the way you're supposed to. So if it's not a good mila, you have to do it over again. Now Nisrapa, after the ger, the goy, becomes healed up, after the mila is healed up, then Matvilo Noisamiyad, then you table them right away. What do you do? Ushne Tamidech Achomim Oim de Magabov. His Meshach is going into the mikvah that has to be done in front of two Tamidech Achomim. We'll soon see later, one man yom says in front of three. That we had before, it says mishma, the you have to have a bezdin. You have to have three. But here so far, the Gemara says you have to have two Tamir Chom standing there. O maidiyin oisoi miktsas mitzvois kalois, o miktsas mitzvos chamurus. In other words, b'shas tfilom, that's when he has to have the Kabbalah sa mitzvos. So we teach him about the mitzvos right now, again. B'shas is going into the mikvah, we tell him a little bit about the easy mitzvos, a little bit about the hard mitzvos. Tovah v'yola, then he goes down into the mikveh and he comes up. The din is harehu ki Yisrael. L'chol devarav, that's called the good geirus. And right now he has a shame Yisrael, l'chol devarav. We'll soon see what this means, l'chol devarav. Now Isha, what about if you have an Isha that wants to become a geir? So there's no mila. All you have to do is just make a tefillah. So how do you do it? Noshim Moishivois Oisar Mayim. You have ladies putting, make sure she goes into the mikvah. Ad Savora, until she goes down until her neck. Then, Oshne Tamilichomim Oimdim Lobe Bachutz. Two Tamilichom have to be standing right outside the room. They don't have to look at her, they don't have to see her in the mikvah. They're standing outside. O Maidin Oisar. And they teach her, they tell her, Mixas Mitzvahs Kalois, O Mixas Mitzvahs Chamuris. And then, if she's Mekabala upon herself, then which comes out of the mikvah, she's called the Yisrael, that's called the good ger. Now, echad ger, whether at first they were a goy, a total goy, and now they want to become a Jew, a real ger, the echad eved, meshuchrer, whether you have an eved kenani, and we want to be meshachrim right now, it's the same thing, that you have to do this type of a mila, or this type of a tefillah, over mik, over mokum, shenida teveles, shom ger, the eved meshuchrer tevelin. In other words, you have to have a kosher mikvah. Just like for need, it has to be a boy so a kosher mikvah. The same thing would take a goy to be mezgayer. It has to be in a kosher mikvah. Rashi says echad ger, the echad eved meshuchar. The kam meforish the my hilchosak shinu. What is the hekeshir? What are we putting the two together? A ger to an eved. Uve mokam shenida tevelis the arboy so is shom ger v'yeved meshuchar tovlim v'yafal pi shen tfilosim mishum tumah v'tayra kishar tfilos. Like even though Bishtayim maybe by Nida, she has a din tumor on her, so to take off the tumor, she has to go through a kosher mikvah. But maybe a ger is not mishum tumor v'tayro, it's mishum geris. That's the chiddush. Even so, still it has to have a regular kosher mikvah. It has to be aboyim so.
But Taisa speaks out here. Taisa says here, Ger v'eved tovlin. So Taisa says, B'kula shmait in alaho gemara hiya mashma, the eved boyi tfila kishma shachrar. That when you have an eved kanani, even though when you first made him into an eved kanani, we had before you put him into the mikvah, but later when you want to free him to make him to a total Jew, he has to have another tfila. That's the smash of an al gemara here. There's another tfila, v'shashir mashachar v'shashir freeim. V'loi sagalei b'tfila kamaisa. It's mashiv from here, it's not enough with the first tefillah we make. That's what the Gemara is saying now, that this Eved, B'shashim, M'shacharim, you have to make another tefillah. Yeah, now the Gemara explains. Omama, we just said that Ger Shabol is Gayer. If a Ger wants to be Mizgayer, when a Goy comes to us and says he wants to be a Jew, the first thing we tell him is, Oymrim Loi, we tell him, Ma Royis Shabol is Gayer. For what purpose, like we try and talk him out of it, that we tell him, what purpose you want to be a Jew? You're better off staying a Goy. Then if he says back, even so, like we tell him, it's bad to be a Jew, it's hard, we're all depressed, and all the Goyim are against us. If the Goy says, even so, still I want to be a Jew, then umadiyya noisa mixas mitzvahs. Then you start teaching him a little mitzvahs kalois, or mixas mitzvahs chamurus. Now the Gemara says, my timer. What's the reason why we first discourage him? We tell him, I don't become a Jew. So we say, Diparish Nifrash, because like, we don't care, and Echnami. If the guy decides not to be a Ger, very good. Why? The Yom Rabbi Chelboy, and the Chelboy says, Koshim Gerim Li Yisrael. A Ger is hard for Jews. Ki Sapachas, like a wound. The Yechsiv, the Pasuk says, V'nilvo HaGer Aleim, V'nispechu Al Beis Yaakov. For this, because the Gerima would be attached to Beis Yaakov, they'd be like a scab, like a wound for Beis Yaakov. So, lechatchila, we don't want to accept a Goy. We tell him better, don't be a Jew, remain a Goy. Just if he argues and says, no, still I want to be, then we'll mekabel him. So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, the porish la yizgayir, even if the Goy changes his mind, nifrash, la yichbislam, doesn't bother us, let him change his mind. Why? The yomama koshim gerim li yisokas apachas. The yisiv and nilva hager aleiv and estachu habeis Yaakov. Bizloshen sapacha sho'ichzin ma'aseim arishonim. That means the goyim, even after they become a Jew, they still do certain actions that they did before. For loimdim yisro mehem, and Jews will learn some bad from them. So therefore it's not good to have gerim. Oiseimchem aleiim b'yisiv eter. Or else they'll be saying, and this event, I'll see the way that this ger does Isser, the Jew will think also you're allowed to do it. So therefore, the chetchila, we don't accept him. But once they say they want to be a Jew, alpha pikein, then we do. Well, my dear nice sons, we teach them a little mitzvahs, kalas, and chamurais, and also we have to teach them right away, the Brisa said, oven leket shechapeya. We have to tell the goy, you should know that when you become a Jew, there's going to be a mitzvah of leket shechapeya, and when you cut down your field, you have to leave over these things for the aniyim to take. And if an usher, a rich person, takes it, there's gezel involved. Well, maiseroni. You have to teach also such a thing to leave over maiseroni. The third and sixth year, there's no maisesheni, but it's maiseroni. For the Gemara, my time, what's so important about telling the goy these halachis? Omer Reb Chiya Baraba, Omer Reb Yechanan, Ben Noyach Nerag Apochem Neshava Pruta. A goy, if he steals, even less than the Neshava Pruta, he's chayiv misa for it. There's no din ishoven. There's no din ashoven by a goy. In other words, by a goy, there are two halachas. First of all, a goy we say is never moichel. By a Jew, we say there's no gezel, pochus mishava pruta. Because something less, worth less than a shava pruta, has no value. We say Jews are always moichel. They don't care about it. So there's no issa gezel. Mashenkin, by a goy is not moichel. So if a goy steals from another goy, pochus mishava pruta, he's over the issa gezel. And the loch by a goy is azarosa and zui misosan. Whenever the Torah says a lot for them, they're not allowed to do it. If they do it, they're chayiv misa. There's no thing as a lav stam malchus by a goy the chayiv misa. So therefore, we have to teach these goyim to be very careful not to steal this leket shechapei or the maisoni from the aniyim. So like Rashi says. Rashi says, "Omadiyah noisy oven leket shechapei." We have to teach them the aveira of leket shechapei. Shlo yomru, they should not say. There is the gerim should not say that aniyam alolu aloytim peyas sode gazlonim. This ger, when he after becomes a Jew, he's going to look at these aniyim. He's going to see them going to somebody else's field and taking the leftover tefuah. He's going to think that they're stealing. And you know what the guy is going to do, or the ger, he'll go and kill them. Because b'dinayim, he thinks the same way they did by us when I was still a goy. Sheh b'nei noya chuzru ala gezel, b'sanhedrin. With the ashen there that a goy has an issa not to steal. And the cloud by a goy is the yazarosa and zui misosan. If the Torah says don't do it and they do it, they get misa for that. The loyboy yasro, you don't have to warn a goy. Lefikach ben noyach nerega pochna shem apruta. Why? The other chavim kopir adav emuhet lagabi yisrael avimichila. So therefore we have to warn the guy before and tell him these halachas that in case he sees another Jew like taking leket shircha peyi, he shouldn't think the guy is stealing and he'll go to kill him. So we have to warn him right away to know there's such a thing that a Jew is allowed to take, a noni is allowed to take leket shircha peyi. And also v'lenitin lishovin, Rashi says, there's no mitzvah hashova, ein b'chazara ela nerak. If a guy steals, he has no mitzvah to return it because he gets killed. You say kom lebe rab minei. Mashenke in the Gabi Yisroel, Ksiv by a Jew, if he steals, the Pasuk says, Ve'eshev v'asak zeh l'shagozol. There's a mitzvah to give back. Avo b'nei noyach ha-minus nedrin, as a rosan zui misosan. V'chiv v'shov r'alachas, mizayim mitzvah z'nerag. But by a guy we say no, if he does one of the Averis, he's chayiv misa for it. So whenever you chayiv misa, then about it we always say, there's no din ha-shova. Because we say, come live with the Rabbinei. So the kids, so that's why we have to teach the guy these halachas. That he shouldn't get angry when he sees another oni taking lechet shircha pei, he shouldn't go to kill him. So right away we have to tell him about these halachas. Later when we tell him about the mitzvahs, we don't tell him too much, we don't scare him too much. And what do they medaktig him? We're not medaktig, don't tell him all the tayag mitzvahs. You do a little bit and that's enough. So where it says, Omer Rebeloza, my kro, where do we learn this from? How do we know it from? From Rus. Tichsiv, it says there that Vatera Noamisua ki misameta si lo lechas ito. That she saw that Rus was fighting very hard. She wanted to be a Jew. Vatechta lo dabre leho. Then she stopped talking to her. She stopped then talking her out. First she told her like not to, but when she saw she's very strong, she wants to be a Jew, then she stopped like teach telling her not to be, but then she let her be Mizgayim. Omrlo, first Noami told Rus, also learned Chun Shabbos. Like first she wanted to scare her a little bit, to say, you know, if you become a Jew, you can't walk out of the Chun Shabbos on Shabbos. So Rus answered back, Bashe Telchi Elich, wherever you go, I'll go. I accepted not to go out of the Chun Shabbos. Then she said, also learned Yichud. Noami told you, there's an issa to be Yichud. You can't be alone with a man. A lady is not allowed to be alone with a man in the room. So Rus answered back, Bashe Telini Olin, wherever you sleep, I'll sleep. I'll be the kabo not to sleep with a man. Mafkidinon sheish meyos v'yud gimel mitzvahs. We have tayag mitzvahs. We have. So Rus answered back, "Ameich ami, your nation is my nation. I'm a kabel all the mitzvahs." Also, lo avodas kachovim. Nami told Rus, "No, you can't be over that by the zora anymore." So she said back, "V'lokayich elokoi, your Hashem is my Hashem. I'm a kabel not to be over that by the zora." Arba Misa's nimsu lebezdin. Then Noami told you, if you do an avera that you chayiv misa, bezdin kills you. So Rus answered back, Basher Tomusi Omus. If I deserve to be killed, I'll be killed. I'm a cow that also. Beis kvorim nimsu lebezdin. There's two type of kvorim. Rishoyim are buried special places. So maybe you'll be in Russia. You gotta be careful. She said back, I don't care. Vishor mekvar. I'll be buried wherever I'm supposed to be buried. Is miyad right away Noami saw v'atera ki misametzasi right away she saw she was fighting so strong to remain to be a Jew, so then Noami stopped and let her become a Jew. So then she was mekabela. That's here a little bit we have to scare them first, but then when we see still they want to be a Jew, then we'll mekabel them, we'll let them become a Jew. Kibul, as soon as they accept upon themselves, malanoisa miyad, the first thing we do is make mila right away. My timer shiu mitzvah le'meshinon, there's no way you need to push it off. Like if the ger accepts and wants to be a ger, wants to be a Jew, so the maaser now it's a mitzvah once he wants to do it, so we don't push off the mitzvahs. We mekabel him right away let him do the milah, let him become a Jew right away. Then it says, Nishtaru by titzin amakvin amilah, if you made the milah and it didn't come out so good, so then we have to do it over again. Yes, so Bryce is more so like this, Kritnan. Yeah. These are the strings, the piece of meat that holds back the mila from being chal. If you have a piece of meat there that covers over roiv, the majority of the Torah. As the mila is to uncover the Torah, if roiv of the Torah is still covered up with a piece of meat, that's not called a good mila. Who are then you can't eat truma?
So Rashi says like this. Torah Rashi says that Shoira Gavoya Shesova Vagid. The end there, the tip, is a ring around it. The tip of the ring that goes around, that's called the Atorah. From that ring, it starts to get small up till the end. Is Roiv Goiva. So Rashi learns.
The English we call it a crown, too.
Right. Then the next one says, V'yomer Rav Yimei Barab, Omer Rav, Bosar Achoifa Roiv Goiva Shoatora. What's possible is not only the covers up Roiv of the whole ring, but just Roiv of the Goiva. So Rashi learns, Shaloisa Shoira. Not that you have to cover up Rove of the ring going all the way around. Just at any one point, to go straight across the ring, like, if there's a piece of meat fingers over, Rove of one portion, one port going up and down, that also passes the Mila. That's also no good. The same thing, Koyin Kini Truma is called an Oral if he's missing this, if his Mila is not complete. If one part of the Atar is covered up with meat, if one part of the Rove is covered up, that passes the Mila. But then it says, Nisrapa Matfilo Noisimiyam. After he heals up, then we put him into the mikvah. So Mara says, Nisrapin Le Nisrapa Loi, my timer. Like, why do you have to wait until he heals up? And the Mara Poshid, Mishum Demaya Marzamaka. Because if it's not healed yet, and you go into the mikvah, the water will ruin, will harm the wound, will make it bad for the wound. So it's not Kedai, you're supposed to wait until the wound is healed up, and then you go to the mikvah. Ushnei Tamil Chom Maidam Agabu. The Shas is going into the mikvah, you have to have two Talmidei Chacham standing there. For the Gemara, I have Amar Rabbi Chiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ger Tzorach Shlesha, a Ger to Mezgai, you have to have three, you have to have a Bez Din we had before. And here it's Mashma, two is enough. And the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Latano, Tana Shlesha, and the Chanam Rabbi Yochanan, like I told this Tano, that you have to have three, that's the Shita, you have to have three, there have to be three, B'Shas Yimizgai, B'Shas the Gerus takes place. Once he goes after the meal, he goes into the mikvah. Now he's called like a Jew. Lechol devarav. So tomorrow, my hilchos. So what's the chiddush type shita? So Mara says the hoda bay. Even if right afterwards he comes back, trash lekad musai. Like after he becomes a ger, then he decides to be a guy again. You should know he can't become a guy anymore. You're a Jew. Or mekadesh bas Yisrael, and he's mekadesh bas Yisrael. Yisrael Muma Karinim Bey or Kedusha Kedushin. He's called Muma Yisrael, but he's still called the Yisrael. And if he's Makadish and Isha, the Kedushin is Chal, he has to give a get. He can't just say I'm a Goy again. That's the Chiddush. Once you're Mizgai, once you become a Jew, you always remain a Jew. There's no way to become back a Goy again. Just if you do have Eris, you call the Yisrael Muma, but the Kedushin is still Chal. Whether it's a ger or you have an eved kenani that wants to become freed now, when it becomes free, needs another tefillah in the mikvah. The reason why he has to go into the mikvah, the eved, because he has to makabel upon himself now, the old mitzvahs. For the Gemara Minna, we have a kasher on this. When do we say we need a kabbalah's mitzvahs only by a ger? If he was a goy, now he's becoming a Jew. But if it was never Kenani already, and now you're going to free him, even though maybe you need a tefillah in the mikvah, but you do not need a new Kabbalah's mitzvahs. And here at Smashmi, you do need a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. There's no steer here. Taka machloikis. Hor Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, hor Rabbanan. So machloikis, or Shimon ben Elazar, and the Rabbanan. Yeah, the Tanya would not like this. The Pasuk says, Uvokso esoviyo v'yesimo yeruch yomim. By Yifas Toya, it says she's supposed to, like, cry a month. So it says there, Bemedvo mamurim shaloi kiblo leho. When she's not makabel upon himself to become a ger. Trashish shaloi kiblo oleo lizgayir. She's not makabel upon herself to be a ger. Avo kiblo leho. But let's say she wants to be Mizgari, the Yafas Toya, when he goes to fight the war against the Goyim, and you see a pretty lady there, and you want to take her. If she's Makabel upon herself to be a Ger, the din is Matvila, you could be Toivala, or Mutabo Miyad, then you're allowed to live with her right away. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, no. Afa Pish Le Kiblo Leho,
even though she's not makabla upon herself to be a ger, is koifa matvila l'shem shvachis. You're allowed to force her and make her become a shifla kananis. You're going to put her into the mikvah and force her to be a shifla kananis. And then later you toivel her a second time.